In the Huddle was created to give student athletes, parents and coaches an inside look at the journey through US college sport and all that comes with it. The demands, the experiences, the excitement and the opportunities available to our student athletes from around the world. Study and Play USA facilitates a comprehensive, customized approach for student athletes and families for their whole journey, from their high school preparation years right through to US college graduation.
Welcome to another exciting episode of In the Huddle. In this episode, we have a real full circle moment with today's special guest. Just over 7 years ago, we sat around this guest's kitchen table with his family to discuss the US college pathway. And now he sits in front of us with a bachelor's degree from the School of Business at Iona University in New York in information systems and business analytics, as well as an MBA graduation certificate. When not in the classroom, he spent his time representing Iona in rugby and having a very positive overall college experience. And to top it all off, having freshly returned to Australia this summer, he joins us today as our newest team member here at Study and Play USA. I'm talking about Connor Byrne, and I am so pumped to welcome you to In the Huddle, Connor, and even more excited for our listeners to meet you.
Awesome. Thank you. Very excited to be here.
So before we get chatting about your college experience, you know, how does it feel to be home?
I mean, it's pretty awesome. Certainly enjoyed my time over there, but it's always good to be home around friends and family, and just even being back in Australia, I love it.
Yeah, awesome. And what were you looking forward to most, you know, when you came home? I know that when Chris was in college, his arrival routine was to go straight to the local bakery, get a sausage roll, meat pie. Like, what was that for you?
I think definitely sort of getting back and meeting up with friends and family. It sort of flies by when you're over there, but certainly when you get back, it kind of hits you how long it's been since you've seen some people. So I always try and do my rounds and see everyone that I've missed. So it's been really awesome.
Yeah, great. One of the things that we will touch on during this podcast is the transition out of being a college student athlete to entering, you know, the real world, so to speak. But for now, I want to reminisce about your college days and something I'm sure that you'll continue to do for many years to come. So take us back, Connor, if you can, to those first days on campus. Talk us through that. What did it feel like? Did you feel overwhelmed? You know, you're in a city like New York. It's huge. You know, what did you feel?
Yeah, so it definitely was a big change, as I think I was expecting, but it was really cool because going into our season, we were there a week earlier. So we had like a preseason camp. So Everyone gets to meet each other. We start sort of getting to know our system, all that sort of stuff. So in that sense, I was pretty lucky just because I got to sort of navigate the campus, meet my team, even meet some professors and coaches and all that sort of stuff early without the sort of madness of everyone else on campus.
Yeah.
I do remember moving into my dorm building and it was pretty empty.
Yeah.
And, it was a very interesting perspective. But as soon as everyone sort of moved in the week after and we got started with classes, kind of just got straight into it.
Yeah, right.
It was a really good experience in that sense. I got to sort of settle a bit and then, fly into it. And that first preseason week just felt like forever because I guess it was the first week away from home. Training twice a day. So yeah, that was sort of my situation.
And do you think, did it take you a long time to get into that study and rugby routine? You know, I know it can be very structured over there.
Yep.
How long did it take you, you know, in your recollection to really settle into that?
Yeah, I think the whole sort of first semester was very much a learning experience as far as how to schedule myself, manage my time, just sort of, I guess, taking the whole experience. But I'd say, as far as settling goes, I settled pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Just because my teammates made it really easy, my professors, everyone was really supportive. And I guess, you know, you could say this as the system as a whole, is pretty set up for you to sort of succeed, I guess, in that first semester and really sort of get your feet in all aspects, not just your schooling, not just your sport, but also just social life and, you know, kind of experiencing the whole community.
Yeah. And to that point of, you know, it's set up that way. Mm-hmm. What is that set up? So who's helping you settle into your classes? you know, and figure out that structure and timetable. You know, who's helping you with, okay, when is training and where do I have to be? Yeah.
So I guess academically, at least, you know, when I was signing up for classes, it was very much structured around taking sort of, and especially this was because I was undecided, it was sort of taking a little bit of everything, nothing too complicated going into it, just because, you know, you have a lot on your plate as far as settling in. So professors are really awesome in that sense. They understand, they get it. The school really schedules you appropriately, I guess, around your not only your academics but your sporting too. And even just being on a team over there, senior players, coaches, all those people are helping you sort of navigate college for the first time.
And with, you know, you said you were undecided when you arrived on campus of what you wanted to study. And, you know, I know that the American system allows for that. So it'd be good for you to explain how it allows for that. But how did you figure out what you wanted to study? Was it trial and error? Was there a particular class you took that appealed to you? What was that that helped you decide, yes, this is where I want to major, this is where my passion lies?
Yeah, so I definitely think taking a range of subjects helped me tremendously because obviously I applied for the college not knowing, so they gave me a sort of good schedule to see what was out there. And yeah, to your point, I think just taking those classes and kind of seeing where I had success and seeing what I did enjoy really helped me sort of confidently say I want to keep going with this. And I guess even to that point, you don't have to make a decision right away, which is good. And I think it's something we preach all the time, just because being a student over there and navigating college for the first time, being away from family, you know, in a different country, it makes it really easy.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine adding, you know, getting thrown straight into your major.
Yep.
You know, anything that can make it easier, I think, in that initial settling phases.
Yeah. And it's really valuable. You definitely, like, I felt very grateful for it in my second year. Because, you know, by the time you're second year, you feel like you've been there a while and you still haven't even had to make a decision. It really sort of gave me the time to make an educated sort of decision on what I wanted to do, because it is a big choice.
Yeah.
But certainly one that's well supported.
Yeah, great. And, you know, perhaps it's your greatest honor on the field when you were playing rugby in Iona, was being named captain for your last two seasons. So tell us a little bit about how that process worked and what your biggest roles were as the rugby captain.
Yeah, so as a captain, it was a pretty awesome experience, something that I definitely aimed for, especially, you know, in those starting years.
There
was a lot to it, as I'm sure every captain knows. It's not just on the field stuff. It's actually probably more off the field stuff. And I'd say a large majority of it is, you know, sort of working in between coaches, players, the school, and sort of making sure all the players' needs met, everyone's comfortable with their role. You know, all the newcomers are feeling comfortable going to school, getting good grades. And also, and something that I kind of took on personally was a bit of recruiting. And kind of looking for myself as a person who did recruit for the team.
Yeah, that's I still remember when you reached out to Chris. Chris saying, "Oh my goodness, Connor, he's recruiting for Iona." They're those kind of really cool moments for us in our role of senior come through. I mean, goodness, you and your family started working with us when you were in grade 10, you know, and then to have it, you reaching out to us and being like, "Hey, Chris, what players have you got?" You know, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it did feel definitely strange. I remember typing up the email, I'm like, "Oh, this is going to sound really weird." But no, it was actually a pretty awesome experience because I got to sort of, see what it's like from the other side. Not only internationally, you know, working with Chris and studying play, but also domestically and sort of going to all those recruiting events and, you know, sort of the camps and all that sort of stuff. It was really cool to see, especially for rugby being a bit of a unique sport over there, I guess. Yeah. It was really cool seeing, I guess, the amount of attention and funding and just overall dedication they have to that process.
Yeah, and, you know, we know that your rugby is growing in the US. It's incredible. But what do you think the biggest change was that you saw in rugby in the US during your time over there?
Yeah, I definitely, you know, in my 4 years, if I think to the level of competition, you know, starting off and then when I left, it definitely increased tenfold. Mm. And that's just not just with, you know, the amount of international players going over there, because it certainly is an attractive option for an international kid to play rugby over there and study. Mm. But also the level of talent within the domestic market and American kids coming through high school was just insane to watch. And it was pretty cool as a fan of the game to see that. Just because more and more universities were not only becoming more competitive, but were receiving more attention from their school and getting more funding and new programs were popping up every year. It was really cool to see that expansion.
And what do you think the future holds, you know, for rugby in the US? I mean, can they win a World Cup one day? You know, I know you're through and through an Aussie, right? So that might be hard to get out, to think. But, yeah, where do you think the future is?
Yeah, I certainly think, you know, obviously there's a lot more work to do, but they're definitely on the right direction as far as being a competitive nation and sort of being up there among the tier one nations. And I definitely think with the progress of the athletes, especially learning their skills starting from a young age and, you know, getting that exposure to more competitive programs.
Yeah.
And I think college is a huge contributor to that, along with their new professional league, the MLR. I think with the mixture of international students with the development of their domestic market, I think it's just going to be awesome.
So why, you know, if you're meeting, you know, a young Australian rugby player now, you think of you back then, you know, what is the benefit of going to the US to play rugby? You know, we're a top rugby nation here.
Yep.
What is that attraction? You know, being the other side of it and having lived it all now, what would you say that is?
Well, I certainly think, you know, you kind of get the whole experience as far as can be in a competitive environment for rugby. But you also get that experience of going to school, living on campus. It's a real community. And especially when we talk about competitive environments and sort of immersing yourself in that, there's no better place to do it than college for any sport, really.
Yeah, true.
Because you have that opportunity to stay on campus, to stay with your teammates, and sort of really focus on your rugby in your school. So, you know, when you talk about that, like going to gym on campus, having strength and conditioning coaches, the medical staff, even the level of coaching in the United States has taken a leap forward. Like, obviously, they were really good coaches, but I think more coaches are being attracted to that opportunity.
Yeah.
So I think it just kind of builds off each other. And, you know, there's no better place, I would say, to sort of focus on your game than, you know, being in college and having that opportunity.
Yeah, right. So, okay, you're all graduated.
Yep.
Yeah, your college experience is finished. You know, you jump on the flight back home. What was the biggest thing that you are proud of from your time in New York?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing I was proud of is just how much effort I put into my journey. I certainly don't think I left the stone unturned in that sense, I guess. You know, I kind of tried everything. I gave, you know, all the experiences a go as far as, you know, my time as a captain, recruiting, and even just my experience with the community itself. I think I got really everything out of it I could. And I think that's a really awesome thing to say and walk away with.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I think, firstly, no regrets. You know, you've given it your all. And it's interesting with that in mind, you know, we have our study and play family catch-ups every year, you know, and you've been to many of them, you know, as a returning student athlete on your summer break. And you know, we'll catch up with our student athletes there and they'll say, thank you so much for what you've done, which is lovely, lovely.
Yep.
But my response is always, you know, firstly, you're welcome. But, you know, secondly, the experience that you're having in the US, you've done that. You've made that. You've taken it with both hands and run with it. Yes, we have helped facilitate and guide, the same with your parents, the same with your coach, you know, so everyone plays that role. But at the end of the day, it's your future. It's your experience, and what you do with it and what you get out of it is ultimately with you. So I think that is something to really be proud of and to think, you know, my time there was awesome and I exhausted every possible opportunity that was, you know, in front of me.
Yeah, because I think you even find is there's no shortage of opportunities over there. It doesn't really matter what you want to do. There's an option or opportunity, sorry, for everything. And that's, you know, your sporting, your academics, even just clubs, communities, some networking, stuff like that. I think there's something for everyone. And, you know, to have that opportunity to really just expand yourself as much as possible, it's really cool.
Yeah, I agree. So, you know, here we are. It's a really special moment for us, actually, at Study and Play, for us to have our first ever college graduate who we worked through all through the process, you know, to come back and join our team, you know, in a full-time capacity. So, you know, we're pumped to have you as a part of the team. Can you share with our listeners your role within Study and Play USA that you're going to be involved in and what that looks like?
Yeah. So at Study and Play, I'll be acting as a talent coordinator. So that's really sort of helping, you know, kids along that coach communication phase and assisting them to find their right school.
Yes.
But also sort of working on the front end with families and potential people who are looking at signing up with us, sort of educating them about the process, you know, specifically to them as an athlete and sort of as a student and what they can really gain from it.
Yeah. And I think you're going to have a really unique perspective on that, you know, having been such a fresh graduate, but having been through the whole process with Study and Play as well is awesome. So, well, Connor, you know, we are just so excited to have you as a part of the team, and, you know, the families who get to work with you, you know, I just think are so very lucky. So again, you know, welcome to the our growing team. You know, we're really excited to have you and excited to see what the future holds.
Yeah, no, I'm super pumped to sort of get started and get into it. Super excited to sort of help families, and, you know, provide my own experience and my own light to it. So, yeah, very excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
No worries, Connor. Thanks.